will be on.
Today we have the 2% of the usage estimated in 2020.
Well, if I try to check the technology that we have today, I'm not able to see any technology that is able to handle zettabyte. No, that's yeah, we have protocol, but probably, I don't know what happened in 10 years. That perhaps we will invent some incredible storage that you are able to store all the data in a single piece. But if I had seen the protocol, file system, and so on, that zettabyte is something that we are not able to handle. But also today, we have some emerging technologies, some new approach. And first, probably the first one, is the Amazon. Last year, they declared they reached 3.5 billion of objects. They didn't declare amount space, but anyway, the number of the object and the number of the object per day is quite impressive. Then I start to think that cloud, or better, the S3 solution, the concept behind S3, probably will be the future. And after that, I try to find some software to set up my small S3, but was not possible. You can buy S3, you can, yeah, for a small amount of gigabytes for free, the same for Dropbox. But if you want to set up your Dropbox at home for some reason because of your hardware, or if you want to set up in your office because, no, probably you are a little bit worried about NSA, I don't know. Well, it doesn't exist. For this reason, I start to think to create one. In a special way, because we are in the beginning. No, we are in something that probably will change quite faster, and we'll have new technology, new approach, and many other things. Then the idea is to create a software, a cloud software, and also create a platform to test the new technology, the new approach, the new protocol, the new also behavior of the user. Because in many cases, it's the behavior of the user that drives the solution. Well, then I had this wonderful idea, and I start to identify what kind of principle I have to use to drive the solution. First of all, yeah, this is a Hadoop concept, or probably Google File System concept, that is more simple to move computation than data. And we'll try to, in the next slide, we will see how I apply this idea, or we apply. Another nice point, this is come from Amazon. There is always a failure. I'm working in a company that has data center around the world, and yes, every day we have a failure. Then we have to care about it. Last is a suggestion from Chad. Small pieces is more simple to replace, to evolve independently. That's this kind of approach. Avoid the legacy software. No, that's the basic idea is a little bit more than 30 years old, and a software, 30 years old of the software is legacy. I'm not legacy, or still not. Why this difference? Because the human every day kill tons and tons of cells and recreate a new one. Then probably we have to drive this concept in the software. In special way in the distribution, because if you want to handle zettabyte, you need a distributed system that make collaboration, but also will have a different evolution. The fantastic idea was the REST-FS. REST, because it's mainly web-based, like S3, where we get the same concept. In S3, you have the bucket and the object, and we have a different one that is the cell. The cell is a collection of service, the server, and the bucket is a container and is hosted in the servers. and the object is hosted in the bucket. This is a small tree element. How it works? No, that's, I said, object, I said bucket. Well, we can see how it works in S3. No, the bucket is a part of the name, the domain name, and object is a URL. That is simple, and you can distribute everywhere without problem because you drive by a DNS. No, that's with a different name, you can point to different server. That's quite simple. DNS is a great technology because it's stable and also quite fast. We do the same. We identify from the bucket the cell, that means the cluster of the server, and after that, we identify the bucket and the object. So that in one cell, you can have more buckets, and obviously, in one bucket, you will have more objects. The object is an evolution of the file. Now, objects, we talk about object because you have a tons of attributes, or you can use a different way of the file. But if we want to compare for something that we have today, the object more or less is a file. Well, from the principle, we try to put in some true action. Then, first of all, we separate the data with the metadata. Then that we split the file in blocks, and we get the metadata from a separate server, like Lastra or many other object storage. We try to mark or keep a revision for each element. This because we want to work in a difference. All the time, we try to transmit only the difference, to cache and transmit the difference. For the cache also, we introduce a callback to reduce the communication overhead. What does it mean? You download your object. You have the object in your cache, persistent cache, that means in the disk. And you can ask to the server to notify when the file is changed, or you can notify some specific operation. This is means when you have to open the file, you don't have ask to the server if the file is changed, because it's the server that has to notify you with a push technology. Well, on the transmission, also, we have a parallel operation. We use HTTP. In this way, we don't have problem on firewall, because HTTP, no, if you use strange port, today there are firewall everywhere, then you will have a problem in connection. We have a compression that we can transmit the data compressed, and we transmit only the difference of the data. On distribution, we already seen, no, we use DNS to decentralize. We don't have a central point. The central point is the DNS. The DNS gives you where is your information. Yeah, on the security, we have extended SEL. We have a federation. We can use authentication from Google or Facebook. In this way, we don't have to handle the password. And you can make the delegation of some specific part of your file system to non-administration people. Well, how it works? Yeah, you have a client, you have a bunch of server. First of all, you have a DNS lookup. The lookup returns an IP list. This is return the IP list of resource locator. The resource locator give you the list of the server of the metadata and the object data, because we have said that we have metadata and block data separated. No, we have the data separated from the meta. Then resource locator give you back which file server has your information. That we have two levels that we can scale out without problem, not only on the DNS, but also inside of the cell. No, you receive a list from the resource locator, and you can create a priority list, no, to identify, because the resource locator return also the capacity and some other information on the of the server. Then you can create and at least also based on the distance to try to use the best server. The object, I've said, the object is divided in two parts. We have the properties, the ACL, extend properties. The user can define own properties. That's if you want to create test and associate a value, you can. And in the metadata, you have the list of all the blocks, or better, the hash of all the blocks that compose your data. That means with the segment, immediately you can understand what is different from the copy that you have inside. That is enough to compare the hash. And yeah, there are many other attributes. On the other side, the data, and okay, the segment is a collection of blocks. On the other side, the storage is based on blocks. We talk with the storage server in a bunch of blocks. The storage server doesn't know who is the owner of the object. As I said, each element has a serial or a hash. For the metadata, we have a serial because we have a version control, and the best way is with the serial and the block, we use a hash. That when we have found the list of the server, the client asks the property to the metadata server because you already have the IP, and if needs, can subscribe to the property to be notified if something changed. With the list of the property, can identify the block and build the unique key for the block and ask the block to the block storage. Then you can scale, if you have a lot of operation on the metadata for some reason, you can scale the server on the metadata. If you have a lot of read and write, you can scale on the block data server. All this information are put in the cache of the client. Well, yeah, why? I don't know. Probably a copy. Okay. On the client side, we have On the client side, we have two cache, one temporary in memory, where we keep is it dynamic because we have the server list, the tokens for security, like similar to Kerberos, and also the list of subscribe and publish on the element. We have a persistent cache where we have the metadata and the block cache. That's talk with a different service, and on the block cache, the client is able to retrieve in parallel more than one block. No, it's not a serial. At the moment, we talk with a single connection to the metadata server. But yeah, we are trying to figure out how to solve, also to scale out this thing. The infrastructure of the server is divided in three main layers. No, the interface, the managers, and the driver, that you can understand immediately. I don't want to explain all the details, but it's composed by many small blocks. Then if you want to test something new, for example, you want to test a new database, you can replace the driver for the database of authentication. Or if you want to handle a new type of object, you can replace in the resource manager some part of the resource manager. If you want to extend the protocol in front, you can replace the small part. This is a combination, is a puzzle of blocks. We can identify seven service. No, the callback that notifies something is changed, the resource locator, the token server is for handle the communication and to trust on the client, the authentication, the log service, the block, and the metadata. Each service could be, if you want, installed in a separate machine. That you also, in this case, you can scale out without problem. You don't have to install everything in a single machine. Another thing that's we have said, is divide. We try to keep as simple as possible the query and the information. Then we have many databases because, okay, you can scale out, well, DNS scale out, URL resource locator scale out, cell scale out. You can install each service in a different server, but also the backend could be split in many service, in many servers. That we have, you know, the service that is based on DNS, we have the token, and we try to use as much as possible the NoSQL because it's the fast solution today. Then you can install also the database in different machines. And decide also the size of this machine could be different because the authentication, you know, is able to handle, a small machine is able to handle 1,000 requests per second, and other operation like metadata, you need a bigger machine. As I said, we try to use NoSQL database. At the moment, we support Redis, and the main reason because we are able to single DB, able to handle 60,000 operation per 60,000 client. That means we have increased the number of the query and the operation because we split each operation as very small atomic elements. That we lose a little bit the advantage of the Redis, but at the moment it's so fast that it's enough for us. Bucket. Yeah, the bucket is the container. It's similar to the volume, logical volume that we have in a hard drive. It has a specific properties, and you can define, that is still not implemented, but is designed, that you can also fix the capacity, how many reads per day or per second, the class of availability, if you have to replicate this data, the data inside of the bucket, two times, three times, in different region, and so on. This will be all information that you will have in the bucket. At the moment, we have three type of bucket. One is the file system, one is the logging. What does it mean? All operation can be logged in a bucket itself. That's a specific, that this is the same of S3. And we have only a read-down replica, more for shadow replica for disaster recovery, or, yeah, for DR. Something similar is the object. We have the object property. We have the statistics, as much as possible, as k-value pair. That is simple to save in the NoSQL. And we have mainly six type. One is the object. One is the data, that is means file. One is the folder. And one is the main point. That means you can create an infinite file system because you can mount a bucket in a bucket. Then you can create your file system without any limitation. Probably the limitation will be the name. But from the point of view of RESTFS, we don't have any limitation. Also the link and immutable. Immutable is designed for the cloud. That's when you create an image, and you use it as a master, and you start this image. The immutable, you can create your VM, you mark as immutable. Then when you start a new VM, the system start to write only the difference on the file system and keep always the immutable the same. Then that means if you have to start more than one machine, the time to start up is very close to zero because if you have enough cache in the client, the immutable image will be on the client. Then when you start the VM, all the new or the block that you change will be right in a separate element, but the immutable remain the same. Then if you have to start a new VM, the VM is already there. You don't have to transfer the VM on the client. There are some ideas about the custom, like create a blog. No, because with the element, a pointer, you can create a blog of submission, answer, and so on. That is quite simple, and you have to rewrite only a few elements of the file system. Yes, I already said that we use as much as possible the k-value pair. We try to use the we use the serial to keep track the change because we have a versioning, and yeah, the trick on how it works the file system, we have a default object that is the root object, right? like a common file system, because we need a starting point, like a DNS have the dot. As I said, we try to collect the block in segment and transmit segment as much as possible, because in the high latency network, if you send a block and you wait to answer and send another block, you take so much time that also the parallel doesn't make sense. Then we try to collect the blocks in segment. You can define the size of the segment because is something similar of the block size that you have in the file system. If you decide to use 4 kilobytes of the file system, you waste space. Then in this case, the segment, if you want to transfer 1 second segment and you need only 2 bytes, you probably transfer 1 kilobyte for nothing. But you can decide the size, and this is could be defined per single object. It's not a bucket. Then if you know that your file will be bigger or you will have a big read, probably it's better to use a large segment size. Otherwise, you can use a small one. We had discussed a lot about serial and hash. At the end, we use serial only on the attributes in the metadata and hash on the block. And the serial is based on the time, and we use also this serial for the conflicting. If happens some conflicting, the serial represent the last operation, and at the moment the last operation we will win. What kind of protocol interface we have? We have DNS because we have to talk and resolve where is the bucket. We have a RESTFS. And we have S3. We export a S3 compatible interface. The RESTFS is obviously is more rich because we use WebSocket, and for this reason we are able to notify the change to the client because the WebSocket is very close to be an RPC. We use the JSON RPC as a communication protocol that is more simple to extend, and yes, is also human readable. It's not very efficient, but at the moment we are an experiment more than a product, and we use the encoding of BSON. This is the mainly on the protocol level. We try to collect the operation as much as possible, as I said. Then we try to communicate with the metadata block, or better, with the block server and the metadata to collect an operation and collect the same block in the same segment and make some reordering to increase the performance. As I said, the block is transferred in parallel, read and write, but the metadata at the moment is serialized. The cache has a publish-subscribe used by WebSocket. We have some pattern matching to speed up, and we have also some control that create a limitation on number of subscriptions to a specific object, but we try to use some primitives of Redis that is able to handle the notification to thousands and thousands of clients without a problem. Also, to speed up a little bit, some operation, we have a distributed cache in between before to go to the Redis inside of the cell. Then the cell can use also the memory cache. On the block storage, we have a couple. This is under development. At the moment, we use Kademlia. is a complete decentralized and distributed peer-to-peer storage system. We have also a file system storage that we write and read from a share. As I said, the code is divided in most many pieces. We have four levels, not the protocol, the service, the manager, and the driver. I think the most interesting part is, yeah, Mail is entirely writing Python, then most of the people is able to change and make experiment, understand probably. That's reduce a lot of the performance, but I believe that if someone is interested in this project, is the best way to create a community. Any question? I went a little bit fast, that's unexpected. If or you are quite confused, or no question? Okay. What is good for? Yeah.
The serials. Who is this generating the serials with components?
The serial.
Yeah.
Well, the serial is based on the timestamp. Plus.
What timestamp? On the client.
On the server. Always on the server. I don't trust the client. Then when I receive the operation.
Okay.
Because yeah, this is a big discussion. For example, Hadoop or also Lustra trust in the client, the information of the client, because it's more simple, but it's also more dangerous. Because you are, in many cases, like in AFS, in many cases, you are not able to control the client. You don't have control, especially if you are in internet through HTTP, and you have one client in South America, or in Argentina, and your server is in the United States. That's the client can do everything. Yeah, the discussion that we had is, okay, and this is happening in S3, you are the owner of your bucket that you can do everything. But if you want to build a file system distributor, a distributed file system, yeah, I for this operation for locking, we use the information on the server side. We use also in some case when we create some unique ID to identify an algorithm similar to MongoDB, where we use the process, the machine, the IP of the machine, and so on, to identify the element and also to identify in which channel this operation is arrived, has been arrived. Yeah, that's, I don't know. Yeah, because we have to divide the timestamp of the object, like information.
Yeah, this is only metadata.
Yes. No, the serial is the timestamp of the server.
Okay.
That is not related. Because if you want to put a data 10 months ago or something like that, you can. And also, we have more information about that in the data, but we don't want the user can change the serial because this is handled by the system to understand the flow of the process. And yeah, this is mainly today the technology used in many protocols to identify and to resolve the conflict. The problem is to maintain the server with the same timestamp. Well,
especially if they release some kind of release management that's based on serials and serials are based on timestamps, then I have this dependency.
Yes, that's or by then. We use at the moment a small trick. A trick. When you create an object, the serial is based on the timestamp, and each operation put a plus one on the serial. That's you lose the connection. That seems it works a little bit better to avoid time synchronization between the server. Now, when you create the object, now all element will be initialized with a timestamp based on the time, on the date. And after that, we start to use increase as a counter. In this way, you are able to know when you receive a serial that is lower than the serial that you have, someone takes too much time or something went wrong or goes wrong. That is a small trick that we used, but mainly, yeah, we use the literature on the serial based on the timestamp. With this is a small change. This is the reason why in the metadata we have a single connection. Because the timestamp, and for this reason we use the serial on the metadata, and we don't use the serial on the block, and we use the hash. Because the metadata has a single connection that can happen only a single operation. And yeah, that's, yeah, this is the main. This is another small trick, and for this reason we still not found the solution for make parallel connection, in special way to different server, if you want to send, because we have after that a synchronization problem. What we are thinking on is to also the metadata, split the metadata in different database. Then you will find, you can communicate for a specific information, a specific metadata to a specific server. Then you can share a little bit. But it's a little bit more complicated. Any other question? Yes. One, sorry?
Is there only one connection per client or one connection per metadata server?
One connection per user. Or better, yeah, mainly the connection. Yeah. Well, at the moment we have a pool. The idea to switch to one connection per user. At the moment in the client, we have a pool of connection, and the server handle the communication, or rather, the client handle the communication on different user if you are in a Unix system. No. And but depends on the bucket, because if two user in the Unix system use two different bucket, perhaps you are in two different metadata server, because perhaps are in two different cell. Could be in the same cell, but you use two different, or on different cell. Yeah, this is at the moment is a number of thread that you have in the client, and you in this way you can decide how many operations are able to fire from your VM. The idea is to move on the user, the problem on the user. We have a token similar to Kerberos, and this is a mess, and the same mistake was made on OpenFS. That means you have to put in the kernel, and yeah, that doesn't work if you have some process that is not directly controlled by the human. No, if you have an Apache, or you have to renew the token all the time, and this is a mess. Well, any other question? Security. Well, first of all, we use HTTPS between the client and the server. Second is the client, when you make the authentication, well, that's unfortunately, I don't have the demo, but each device has a different key similar to S3. Then you can also create ACL, different level, access level for your information depends of your device. That's, for example, if you are a mobile phone, and if one day we will have our mobile phone client, you can restrict the access only to a couple of files, because perhaps there are some information that you want to be strictly sure that is read only in the office. Then, no, you trust also not only the user, but also the device. When you make the authentication that is based on user and the device, you receive a token. And all operations are encrypted with this token, similar to Kerberos. And yeah, the token has to be renewed, and yeah, now slow down a lot of the performance, because on the problem is on the block storage, because the block storage has to validate the token, because it doesn't have directly connection to the metadata. This is the problem that we have. But we use HTTPS as a secure channel, and each operation are marked with the token that you receive. You can decide at the moment. Encryption and compression, up to you. If you want to use your key to, this is designed, not implemented. As a metadata on the bucket, you can store your public key. That means the server can encrypt the data on the file system if you want. But this is for exchange. This is for exchange with other people. And the other one is, you can send the data encrypted and store it in this way directly. That's to move the calculation on the client side. This is the two options that we have in mind. We are more concentrated at the moment on the cache many bugs around. That's probably I give you at the end. We are in the beginning. We have a single server that you can install everything in a single server. If you want to install to a multiple server, you have to make by hand. But you need, at the moment, it doesn't work. The distribution or better has too many bugs that you lose data, that you have to use some share file system. But now we try to stabilize the communication and protocols. And the second, we try to figure out, because now we start to think to change a little bit the distribution with the finger, if someone knows, instead to use the Cadmelia, to use more finger in this way, is more simple to make the replication, the data. Because we want to make the replication of the data that you can define what security level you want. And in this way, the server decide how many times replicate your block in different server. And when one server die, immediately one of the servers start to make the replication like Hadoop to another one, and so on. The main problem now is multi-region, if you want to make the duplication outside of your cell for more security, because the idea of the cell is a bunch of servers that stay in the same room or, anyway, very close. If you want to create, for this reason, at the moment, we created a bucket in read-only because it's more simple to understand and to make a synchronous replication. You have only to send information there. But, yeah. Yes?
Are there any possibility for data to use application?
Yes. This is... we try, but still not find a good solution, because the point is you have to maintain a list. Well, there are a couple of technologies, and at the moment we don't have enough experience on it. We try with a small set of data, and we keep the hash in the NoSQL. Then when arrive, immediately are able to understand that block is already exists. But you have also to maintain a counter, because the object, the metadata object, and the storage, the storage doesn't know who is the owner. Then, if one day you cancel the object that is in one block in one bucket, but is also present in another bucket, you have to maintain the block. But we don't understand the scalability of this solution. That is nice, but we don't know the scalability. Another is a kind of batch process. And could be the solution based on some restriction or limitation. For example, make the duplication only inside of the bucket. That means probably you reduce the possibility to find similar file. But we don't know. We have to check the statistics, because sometimes the user tend to duplicate his file. That means increase the number of the duplication. I hope everyone knows the duplication. Okay. And that could be good, but we have to test and make some assumption of that. Any other question? Well, what is good for? Yeah, user directory you can create, and in this way you have your file system everywhere because it's based on HTTP. Will be also simple to port to Android, iOS, or whatever. That's because it's always an HTTP connection. And in a special way, this is something that we are thinking on it, but it's not realized, disconnected operation. We have a cache. We have everything in cache, like a Windows that you can decide to one folder to mark as a copy. That means, OK, I don't have connection, but anyway, I have all my information or a subset of information that I want. Will be simple to do that, but we don't have time. This, but for the user, yeah, we can replace Dropbox. Or better, we have very close to, probably we have some better performance for some operation. Well, application, that's the application with the library can read and write directly without go through the file system. And perhaps application can decide to define its own properties, use a mix between a database and a storage, because we have both capacity. Virtual machine, as I said, we have an immutable. No, that means when you start a VM and the VM is in the cache of the client, you can start as much all the VM that you need. And also, you can revert without, this is something that try to figure out. No, you have a snapshot because we have versioning. That's we have a snapshot for free. And combined with some capability of virtualization system, we can probably play a good role. In a special way, we are try to think on OpenStack if we are able to be a backend for OpenStack. Well, you can also make a CDN distribution. If you have a movie, that is perfect because you have a block, no, you have a segment, and something similar. No, today with YouTube, you start to download a block and so on. And you can distribute, and yeah, you can decide to make more replica. Perhaps we can introduce some concept on dynamic adaptation. That means increase the number of the copy based on the request. This is possible. It's not complicated because the infrastructure is already there. Yeah, disaster recovery and, yeah, data replication. Well, in the future, another one, this is last week after a good beer garden, also could be a proxy. Now, you have your data and your file system, and you want to read your data from outside, but you don't want to change your central storage. That could be a proxy to encapsulate a new protocol, efficient protocol. This is possible. Well, yeah, as I said, it's a platform that you can do what you want. Yeah, that means we have the same interface of S3 that if you have an application and you have to do some tests, instead to use the S3 that you have to pay, you can set up the server inside and make all the tests, and when you finish to deploy in production in S3 Amazon. And yeah, we have something similar to Spreadorc and SkyDrive. Well, for example, you can create a specific object like a picture or movies and make some preview for this when you upload the data. This happened. Something happened in the New York Journal, I believe, with Hadoop. When they upload the picture, they immediately create also the thumb of the picture. That is possible also with RSFS. Yeah, the status. We are close to 0.1, probably in 1 month. Depends, because now I'm moving another country. And the team is composed by 2 persons. And we are far away, a little bit far away, 2,000 kilometers, but probably we have to rejoin because otherwise we are not able to go on. And yeah, 0.1, single server that you can with S3 interface and also part of the protocol of the REST will be there. at the end of the the end of the year, probably 0.2. And this will be more and more funny, because we will have the fuse for the Linux and Unix operating system. And we found also a way to run the fuse module on Windows. Then we cover a lot of platform, and probably we can do more tests, because now we try to up to 20 terabytes on a couple on, and yeah, we made simulation 20 terabytes, and we made a simulation of 100,000 objects, something like that. And yeah, but we have to do more and more tests, and 0.3, I don't know. As I said, disconnect operation, more logging, better logs, in a special way, we want to move to distributed logs, and yeah, load balancing and so on. More asynchronous operation, there are tons. Then I don't want money. I like to have time or code from the people. That's all. Any question? Thank you very much.